T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
On this Thursday, the 6th, welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. We are glad you are with us today. Thanks so much. And we appreciate you. Appreciate you being here, as always. And thanks to Mark and Mike and David, who are listening to us on the radio.com app. David listening to us up in Green Bay and said, enjoy having you here on the new affiliate as well. So thanks, David, and appreciate you listening to us anywhere and everywhere. Take us anywhere and everywhere on the radio.com app. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, Wisconsin-based company that provides home and business owners with epoxy floor coverings, different colors, different finishes, all at affordable prices with top-quality workmanship. Check them out on the web. Simply go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Let's do this. Let's take our sights and set it on the NFL. We've talked a lot about Major League Baseball early on, but Eric Eager, Director of Research and Development for Pro Football Focus, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you, Bill?
We are doing well. I guess yesterday the NHL, the NBA saying no COVID tests in the bubble. Major League Baseball setting down a new kind of set of guidelines and protocols. And they've been pretty clean over the last 24, 48 hours. Is there a lot of optimism that this season is actually going to get underway for the NFL, or do you think that we are just prolonging the inevitable?
I don't think that we're prolonging the inevitable. I think that there are some things that, you know, are, you know, when we look at the incentives of the owners and the players, there's, if the season gets to week one, there's a humongous incentive for the owners to have the season play through. And we've seen that in Major League Baseball where, you know, a week ago at this time, or maybe 10 days ago at this time, the season really looked in peril. And even, you know, even amidst a week full of bad news, not even just from the Marlins, but also, you know, when you look at the St. Louis Cardinals, you look at the Phillies, the baseball deciding, look, like, this is not great. We're going to cancel the games that need to be canceled, but we're going to play through, along with the NBA, WNBA, NHL all being, you know, basically spotless as far as positive tests. I think this gives the NFL, at least, you know, a big advantage. You know, they don't have to be the first mover. You know, we saw how the public and the fans reacted to positive tests, which was not largely a, okay, shut the whole season down sort of motivation. I think the fans were saying, hey, let's, you know, we understand the games are being canceled today, but let's try to continue to play on. The NFL sees that precedent. They also see that, you know, bubbles work as sort of a contingency plan. I'm more optimistic than I was, you know, 10 days ago for an NFL season starting. And I still think that 16 games is the most likely outcome among, let's say, you know, 4, 8, 12 games. So I'm optimistic there. College football, it's a little bit dicier, but I think the NFL, I think we can be pretty confident we're going to see, you know, Houston and Kansas City play 5 weeks from today.
I wanted to ask you specifically, I was reading Rob Domofsky of ESPN today, and he had talked to a couple of scouts that talked about Alan Lazard, the Packers, what would be considered the secondary wide receiver, saying he's not a second, he's more of a third or a fourth guy. So how do you rate or how would you look at the Packers when it comes to you got Devontae Adams and then kind of everybody else, you're looking for guys to make a name for themselves, but how good or how off compared to other teams that have top wide receiving cores are the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I think one of the interesting things is that their number one receiver is as good as anybody. You know, when you look at the way that he's developed as a route runner, you look at, you know, the fact that, you know, he gets as many targets as he does. He gets as much attention as he does. Adams is, you know, a bona fide superstar. I think when you look at Green Bay, the issue, and it's actually fairly prevalent everywhere in that division, except for possibly Detroit. Once, if Adams goes down, it's going to be really hard because they don't have like a player who can sort of take over. They don't have a player who has like number one receiver upside. And so when he's out, they don't have a guy that, you know, it's third down and eight, and I know that this guy can beat double coverage and get a first down. That's really the tricky thing. You know, Lazard, you know, he was fine last year. He only dropped 3 of 55 targets. You know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, had a 117 passer rating when he threw the ball to him. You know, and 27 of his 38 catches were first downs. Like, there's some positivity there I would have liked. You know, obviously we respect the decisions of players like Devin Funchess. I think he would have probably added something to the Packers there. But make no mistake, and you know, the hay is in the barn at this point from a personnel standpoint. Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago are all teams where if their number one receiver goes down, that offense is going to, you know, slow to a crawl in 2020.
The Packers offensively, does the Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan offense, does that help Aaron Rodgers by, because people say, well, you're taking the ball out of his hands and giving it more to a run game or quick outs out of the backfield with a lot of motion, the way they want it to look. Does this enhance what Aaron Rodgers can do, or does this take away from what Aaron Rodgers can do?
Well, the hard part is answering the question, which Aaron Rodgers? You know, I think back, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago when improvisation was probably, you know, to his benefit. And this was when they had, you know, the Cobbs and the Nelsons and the Joneses and the drivers and so forth, where, you know, when Rodgers broke contain and extended the play, you know, there were top-level receivers all around the field for him to go to. You know, whether that be, you know, he's lost a step physically or, you know, he's, you know, it's not as mentally there as before. I think when Rodgers breaks the pocket now, he's far less of a threat than he used to be. And so if that's the case, I do think it is. I think LaFleur's offense would have dampened a primer in Rodgers. But now I think it enhances him. I think when you give him more structure, I mean, he's one of those quarterbacks when he sets his feet to throw the football out of play action, for example. I don't think there are any better quarterbacks in the league, maybe other than Mahomes, in terms of arm strength, in terms of accuracy. So if he buys in, which it looks like he has, at least, you know, last season, and he doesn't improvise as much and he goes with the schedule to play, I think that type of offense really does enhance, you know, quarterbacks, you know, like Rodgers. You know, we saw with Jimmy G is not nearly as good of a player as Rodgers, but he was able to take a team to the Super Bowl based upon the infrastructure that a guy like Shanahan was able to give him.
I look at the defense, and I think if there's going to be an improvement that's going to be needed this year, it's going to be in the run-stopping capability. We know the defensive front. I look at your numbers, and I think the defensive front ranks highly because the Smiths had such a good season last year, almost a historic season when it comes to career numbers for them. Kenny Clark is very, very solid. But do they have glaring weaknesses that then take away from what would be considered a top, say, 5 or 10 type of defensive front?
I think some of it is scheme related. Some of it is the fact that they're built, and I think this is very intelligent in today's NFL. They're very much built to stop the pass. When you look at Preston and Za'Darius Smith, Kenny Clark is far more of a, you know, he's a good player all around for sure. But he's much more of a penetrator than he is like a block eater. They lost Mike Daniels last year. You know, that I think hurt them. And, you know, but I do think addition by subtraction, when you look at, Blake Martinez leaving, that I think that helps them. I think when you look, you know, it's really tough. The NFL is a game where, you know, playing the pass first and playing a lot of defensive backs and having a lot of talent in the back seven is smart. But then you can always get caught in a game like the NFC Championship game when a team that's more of a 12 personnel, 21 personnel team can bully you. And that's sort of what we saw, which I do think, you know, is more of a scheme-related thing than a talent-related thing, because they, I think, have built their defense to be a talented stop-the-pass defense. And you know, they kind of stop the run on the way to the quarterback. And, you know, there are very few teams in the NFL that can win by just running the football. But, you know, the 49ers were a team that did that to them in the NFC Championship game. I hope they don't, you know, sacrifice, you know, pass defense for run defense this season, because, you know, the way to win long-term, the way to win 12, 13 games in the NFL is to stop the pass, sometimes at the expense of a game like the 49ers game.
Talking with Eric Eager, Director of Research and Development for Pro Football Focus. I want to go outside of the Packers organization for a minute. You had the 49ers who faltered in the Super Bowl. Kansas City, it's very tough to repeat. You've got some changes going on in New England, changes going on down in Tampa Bay, obviously. Give me some of your thoughts on some of the top teams in both the AFC and the NFC coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are two elite teams in the NFL, Kansas City, you know, is so, I think, structured well to deal with a season like this. And then you have Baltimore, who I think is a little less so. And there are some things about Baltimore that are a little concerning. They lose Marshall Yanda. They're not strong in the front seven insofar as rushing the passer. They're able to manufacture that stuff. They played with a lead more than any team did a season ago. And it got really, it showed a lot when they actually were behind by multiple scores against Tennessee in the playoffs. I'm going to need to see them come from behind. That's not a concern for Kansas City, who came from more than 10 points down a number of times last season, including three times in the playoffs. So I think those two teams are the elite teams. And then in the AFC, there's a tremendous drop-off before you get to, you know, whether it be Buffalo or New England in the AFC East, or you get to Indianapolis, Tennessee, or maybe Houston in the AFC South. So the AFC is a very top-heavy conference. When you look at the NFC, I think that, you know, especially with the Deebo Samuel injury and, you know, this just kind of the regression we expect out of Green Bay, I think the NFC has a bunch of really good teams, but no team that, if Kansas City or Baltimore were to get into the Super Bowl with them, that they would be favored. So that, you know, if you're a Packer fan, I think that that's somewhat of a good thing in the sense that, you know, you're not looking up at a team like San Francisco all that much. I know the results of last year's games would say differently, but I don't think that the gap is that big between those two teams. But at the same time, there are teams like Dallas, there are teams like Philadelphia, and even, I think, long shots like Detroit sort of nipping at your heels to be supreme in the NFC, which, you know, last season wasn't, you know, they had New Orleans to face, and I do think New Orleans will be formidable, even though they are aging. Tampa Bay as well, but I don't think any of those teams are, like, you know, stone cold locks to be, you know, a one or two seed in the conference.
Eric, great stuff. Appreciate it as always. We'll touch base later on as the season gets underway. Okay.
Bill, stay safe. Have a good one, and we've 5 more weeks.
5 more weeks. Crossing our fingers they get it done. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Eager, Director of Research and Development for Pro Football Focus. You can find him on Twitter at @PFF_Eric. And bringing us some good stuff and some optimism regarding the NFL. We're certainly crossing our fingers we do get an NFL season. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Live sports are back, my friends. It's about time. And even though you can't tailgate at the games themselves, why not set up your own tailgate party right there on the patio or in your driveway, or your garage, wherever it is you're going to be tailgating. Enjoy yourself for the big game. And Scholze Family Farms Beef, they've got the mouth-watering meats to make your tailgate bash a hit. The Scholze family, they've been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbert, Wisconsin for 3 generations. They've got a wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even tasty beef snacks just a mouse click away at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And your customized order that's going to be shipped and packed in dry ice, it's going to arrive on your doorstep, at your summer cottage or your rental, just in time. Or if you're a camper, get it sent to your house. Don't open the box. take it with you wherever you end up. That's your destination, and then you open it, and it's good stuff there too. From your family, from their family farm to your family table, you can place your order today at Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And many of their customers have been asking about this place in Humbert, Wisconsin. Well, they've got an open house this weekend. This weekend, 10 to 4 on Saturday, August 8th. 10 to 4 this weekend, you're going to see their operation firsthand, and there's going to be plenty of great grilling to go along with it as well. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Again, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to hear from number 4. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Is a great way to do some social distancing, and that is up north at the Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. You can avoid the huge crowds, a beautiful mountain retreat, or a secluded island fun spot. Either place, fantastic, with a lot to do, plus casual and fine dining, and all within an easy drive. You're not flying up there. You're not taking a plane or anything like that. Enjoy yourself. It's affordable, though. That's the best part about it. Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, a large indoor saltwater pool, 9-hole golf course, executive right there on the island, easy access to miles of ATV trails. It's surrounded by water, so you have fishing and kayaking, and you can rent a pontoon boat, all that kind of good stuff. Or the Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, next to Timberstone Championship Golf Course. And there's plenty to do off the course as well, like whitewater rafting and hiking and boating and a lot more there as well. But right now, this is the deal. You get 2 weeknights. You buy 2 weeknights, you get another weeknight free. You buy two, you get the third for three at either resort. Go to PineMountainResort.com. That's PineMountainResort.com. Or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. And look for the season of savings rate when you're booking your getaway today. So hurry, because they got that unbelievable deal going on right now. It goes all the way through September. So, again, you buy two, you get one for free. Let's do this. Brett Favre had a few things to say regarding his reaction to what the Packers have been able to do, and says the Packers should not have taken Love.
Obviously, the Packers didn't call me and ask for my opinion, but I was a little bit bewildered at the pick. Nothing against Jordan Love. The situation presently with the Packers is much different than when we drafted Aaron Rodgers when I was the starting quarterback.
So Favre talks about his reaction when the Packers actually traded up to get Jordan Love.
Obviously, the Packers didn't call me and ask for my opinion, nor should they. But I was a little bit bewildered at the pick. Nothing against Jordan Love. Nothing against him. But the situation presently with the Packers is much different than when we drafted Aaron Rodgers when I was the starting quarterback. We were coming off of a bad year. And, in fact, I think it was a losing season. And we didn't trade up to get Aaron. He kind of fell in our lap. And obviously was a great player. Even then, he was highly sought after. The difference this year is they were a player two, or even a player, probably more so a player away from the Super Bowl. You would think, with that in mind, you go for an immediate need, someone who can get us there now. And I just kind of thought it sent the wrong message to Aaron. And I know it's not about Aaron. It's bigger than the one player. I get that. You know, he's getting up there like I was when we drafted him. You know, you're running out of time. And when you get that close, man, you got to seize the moment. And I just thought that they sent the message that we still think we can win now, but that's because we have you. But we're also going to secure our future. But, hey, you know, it was their choice. We'll see.
So, you know, I mean, it seems like everybody is in agreement that the Packers weren't far from a Super Bowl, maybe a player or two or three away, but they kind of scrapped it and drafted for the future rather than drafting for the here and the now. So Favre says, this is my advice, what I would tell Aaron Rodgers right now that Jordan Love is on this team.
Well, he's got to get over it and just play. By no means is there anything in any quarterback's contract that says you have to mentor the next guy they bring up. If people think that, you're dead wrong. Now, that being said, you teach by the way you play and the way you study and the way you prepare. And that's what Aaron and I did. I spent 3 years with Aaron. We watched a lot of film, just the two of us together. He would pick my brain. What was I thinking? Why did I do this? Why did it? And I would answer the best way I could. And that's what Jordan Love's got to do. He's got to buy his time. He's got to, you know, speak up when it's the right time. And he's got to ask for, you know, an opportunity to spend some time, just the two of them. And Aaron will do that. He'll be more than willing to open up. And you know, by no means is Aaron is or should be threatened by the next guy. When he chooses to step down on his own behalf, that's when he steps down. He's that good.
Also, now the Packers have been extremely successful when it comes to quarterback play over the last 28 years of Packers fans having Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. And even you go back a little ways, you had Minkowski just before that, so you had a really solid quarterback, and there was new life that was being kind of breathed into the organization at that point, even when Favre took over for Minkowski. And you certainly hope that Jordan Love is a Hall of Famer, and then it would just continue on that tradition of good quarterback play. But Favre talks about how many years of good quarterback play Packers fans have become accustomed to.
Well, I think we should have won more Super Bowls, but we didn't, you know, and that I think falls off on me, and I'm sure Aaron would take that blame as well. You know, I understand it's a team sport, but we went back, you know, immediately. We played a great game. Denver outplayed us and beat us. But I really, that game doesn't bother me as much as maybe other games. But what bothers me more is that we didn't go back to any more. Came close. And I know you measure by wins, and certainly Super Bowl wins. Fortunately, I got one, and so does Aaron. But, yeah, I would think based on our consistency and longevity, it's a little bit of an underachievement that we didn't at least go to more.
Now you look south, and he's even got an opinion on the Chicago Bears and Matt Nagy and that offense. And the Bears have taken, obviously, Nick Foles under their wing, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with Mitch Trubisky along the way. And Favre talks about who the Bears should start at quarterback.
I look at it this way. How will Nick Foles play in Chicago? I don't know. I just base it off of how they both have performed when they have been given the opportunity. And Nick Foles, I think, has performed better. Not in competition with Trubisky, because they haven't been in competition yet until now. So if you just base it off of how they performed in real game situations, obviously Nick Foles won a Super Bowl and played lights out. So from that standpoint, I don't know what either looks like right now. I'm not watching. I don't study. But I'm just based off of that, Nick Foles is the better player.
And Favre, when it comes right down to it, what you been up to, Brett Favre?
I'm down here in hot Mississippi. Trust me, you don't ever want to visit this time of year. But we have 465 acres. I got something to do every day. I try to play golf every once in a blue moon. So with this pandemic crap going on, man, we watch more movies than Siskel and Ebert.
A Siskel and Ebert reference and a blast from the past. And there you go. That is Brett Favre giving his opinion on the Packers, giving his opinion on the Bears, and even as to what he's been up to here as of late. So there you go. That's Favre and his 2 cents worth. Let's do this. We're going to go take a quick break. We'll get back to what Favre had to say. And, again, he's a guy that's saying the Packers should not have drafted a quarterback, that he feels like they not necessarily did Aaron wrong, but they said, Aaron, you go win, but we're not going to give you any additional help. And I think that's the way a lot of people feel, but we'll get your opinion on that. That's coming up next. Stay tuned. Got more of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. And at Quick Trip, they've got the Angus cheeseburger on sale today. They have also got the spicy chicken sandwich on sale today, the hot ham and cheese on sale today as well. Stop into your local Quick Trip. Use your Quick Rewards card. You're going to be good to go. Also, don't forget the Quickery Bake Shop cookies, assorted varieties, $2.99 a 12-pack. Kitchen Cravings, 5-ounce sirloin steaks, 3 for $5. And the pothole pizzas are awesome. Awesome. Stop in, use that quick reward card, and you are good to go. That's from our friends over there at Quick Trip. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Thursday, the 13th, going to be in the Chippewa Valley, and a compliments of our friends at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. Also, our friends over there at Quick Trip, going to be there with our cigar dinner coming up at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club, and we hope to see you there. A few tickets remain. If you want to get the tickets and you want to get your dinner and all that stuff all squared away and set up, we're going to be out there next Thursday, but go to TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. That's TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. And get your tickets now. They're selling fast. Also, we're going to be coming up in September. We're going to be out in La Crosse. We're also going to be back in Wausau again before the season ends. But the next one coming up is a week from today, a week from tonight. And we're going to be at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club out there in Eau Claire in the Chippewa Valley area, actually in Chippewa Falls. So hope to see you there. We're going to have a great time, a lot of fun, socially distance outside. Tell you some great stories, and if you're a cigar smoker, great. If you're not, you can still come, and if it doesn't matter, men or women, we've had both. So come on by and say hi coming up next Thursday night, but get your tickets now at TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. So Brett Favre says the Packers basically looked at Aaron and said, go get us playoffs, but we're not going to do much to help you in the here and the now. Is that the consensus? I guess the question that – I guess the question I can draw from Brett Favre's conversation that we just heard is, in the waning years of Aaron Rodgers, did they do him – because we've kind of looked at this thing through green and gold glasses, right? You know, well, maybe we're going to see this, and maybe we're going to see that, and optimism. I have found over the years, whenever you walk into a season going, well, I hope that this happens. You know, it's one thing to have, okay, you picked up that player, he should solidify this, on paper they're much better. You're walking into this season going, I hope Montrevious Adams is better. I hope that Rashawn Gary is better. I hope they don't need Tremont Williams and his knowledge back there, who was one of their better cover guys when it comes to even playing the safety position and covering slot. I hope that Alan Lazard is able to take that next step, or Equanimee St. Brown is able to come back from injury. I hope that when you get into the Marquez Valdes-Scantling and you get into all that I hope stuff, it just hasn't panned out very well in the past, if history repeats itself. So I know we've been down this road before, but now you got Brett Favre saying basically the Packers organization didn't do Aaron Rodgers in the waning years of his career any favors. Do you feel that's the truth? 855-830-8648. Do you feel that's the truth? That they really, it's a shame they haven't won more Super Bowls, but do you feel that they didn't do much to help them? I think it's a legitimate question and or conversation. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Now, there is the thought that a motion run offense will take the pressure off of Aaron Rodgers, who can execute it better than, say, a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, who has better skills, better readability, has better improv ability, smarter than most Bears, not just the average Bear, but most Bears, and can get the job done. So when you have a top-notch quarterback that's intelligent enough to kind of see the plays themselves, you would say, well, maybe this offense and what you've done and the versatility you've given it will then thrive and succeed with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Or will it just thrive and succeed because of Aaron Rodgers at the helm, even though his numbers have gone down over the last couple of years? Also, and I was mentioning this a little bit earlier, Rob Domofsky, he had posted something a little while ago, and it was a kind of an anonymous quote, if you will, some sources that he had and from different scouts. And when he was asking scouts about Alan Lazard, Lazard being pegged by many as the number two, said, quote, an AFC scout said, obviously he's not Devontae. This is from a scout who specializes in evaluating college players for his team. As a starting outside receiver in the NFL, I'd say he's below that line of what you would want as a starter. Ideally, he's a third on a really deep team. He might even be a fourth receiver. Aaron makes him better, though. He's shown that he's a guy that you want in your lineup, but he's not like that guy that you want as the number one or number two. Those guys have to have more tools. And the NFC scout also, who evaluates both pro and college players, said he's a big possession receiver, but there's no dynamic there. I thought they made a huge mistake when they didn't sign Anderson. That would have freed up Devontae. Devontae would have had a bigger year, and it would have given Aaron that vertical threat guy. Then you could have worked all those other receivers in. Now you're saying those same guys have to be your number two, and they're not. No number twos, but Aaron's going to make them quality number threes and number fours. So basically saying, look, Alan Lazard's a nice piece. He's not really your number two. He doesn't have that ability. Now maybe he takes that leap, but again, we're going back to – maybe Marquez Valdes-Scantling gets better, doesn't have the short arms, okay? Keeps his speed, still gets downfield and blows the lid off. Maybe Alan Lazard becomes that big play receiver, he becomes your number two. Maybe Jay Sternberger develops into the tight end, the pass-catching tight end that you were hoping for when you drafted him. Maybe a guy like Equanimeous St. Brown is your slot guy. He can go over the middle. He comes back from injury. Maybe, you know? Maybe you don't have to worry about the depth at the tackle position. But there's a lot of questions that are maybes and hopes, and it's not that – that doesn't usually bode well going into a season. Usually more often than not, what it is what it is, and it's exposed. So that's why you cross your fingers that what we've seen on paper, what we've seen to the eyeball test consistently for this team over the last, you know, couple of years – when you see these guys begin to develop, you're thinking to yourself, okay, have I seen everything or is there something more that I'm missing? Which is why you're looking for some of these guys to really develop. And if they don't in their second or third year, then usually by that fourth year, you're kind of going, okay, just play out the remainder of that rookie contract and then they're going to move on. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. I think it's a legitimate question. Again, 855-830-8648. This is from Jake. Jake writes in Wendy's email inbox, listening to you here in the Chippewa Valley. I'm going to be over at the cigar dinner. Great, Jake. I appreciate it. Looking forward to more insight. I've been to two of them now and always have a lot of fun. I think the Packers did Aaron Rodgers a huge disservice by not picking up another weapon or two. They should have gone after somebody else in free agency, and they should have picked up a wide receiver or two in the draft. I'm disappointed. If this team can't move the football this year consistently, then this is going to be on Brian Gutekunst. Now, let me back up for a second. When you say it's on Brian Gutekunst, yes, he's a general manager and ultimately has a decision. But if you kind of get the understanding, it seemed like it might have been Matt LaFleur who also said, hey, we got to go with Jordan Love. This is the guy that I want. This is the guy that I really like. This is the guy that I think can be the next of the succession of three quarterbacks, not just two, but three quarterbacks in this franchise. And I heard that, or at least we believe that he had quite a bit to do with the Jordan Love pick. I could be wrong, but the rumors and innuendos you get coming out of Green Bay from the people you talk to, it certainly seemed like Matt LaFleur had as much to do with it as Brian Gutekunst did. 855-830-8648. Papa Moss, he writes into Wendy's email inbox. He's listening to us out in Platteville and says the Packers didn't do a damn thing for the remaining portion and years of Aaron Rodgers' career. I think that they owe him at least another wide receiver or two. Funchess is a nice piece, but he's not going to be there. It is a quirky year. Maybe we just write this one off and then rebuild it next year. The problem is that you're going to play this year, and in addition to that, Aaron Rodgers next year is not going to be a year younger, and he's not going to stay the same. He's going to get a year older. It's a shame that COVID hit when it did and that this year is just a very bizarre year in our life, and hopefully coming into 2021, things roll over and change, and the sense of normalcy that we knew prior to starts to come back, but it's not going to make Aaron Rodgers any younger, that's for sure. 855-830-8648. Do you feel that the Packers didn't do enough? as Brett Favre is kind of alluding to. By the way, today there's a deadline. I'll tell you what it's for when we come back. Also, Mike Clements going to wrap things up from training camp in Green Bay. A lot going on after the top of the hour. We'll ask Ryan Wood the same question that Brett Favre alluded to. Ryan Wood making his appearance from the Green Bay Press Gazette. He'll join us after the top of the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. Corn is high right now, and if you're looking out, you don't know if it's feed corn. You don't know if it's corn for you and I to consume, or it's being used in the manufacturing of ethanol. Ethanol, if, by the way, it's unleaded 88 and E85, and if you can do it and put it in your vehicle, and if your vehicle is newer than 18 years of age or older, then you should be able to put that stuff in your vehicle. And if you do, it helps the farmers. It helps the manufacturers. It helps the refineries. It helps all of them along the way. Like ripples on a pond, it helps the local economy, and that is buying local. Unleaded 88 and E85 are doing exactly that. For all the myths and to dispel all the myths and get all the facts, go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers, they are still hurting, and you can still do something good for them, even though it's not huge. It's small enough to be able to make a difference if everybody's doing it. That's Unleaded 88 and E85. Visit abetterfuel.org for all the information, abetterfuel.org, and don't miss this chance to be an advocate for the farmers and all the workers in the upper Midwest and all throughout listening to us right now. Learn more at abetterfuel.org. Again, abetterfuel.org. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers had a walkthrough session yesterday as they continue to review the playbook. The first practice is not until next Wednesday. With no fans allowed, center Corey Linsley will miss riding the bike of youngster Travis Kolbeck every day during camp.
Travis's dad, you know, got, I won't speak too much into it, but he is definitely a person who is susceptible to this virus. I really can't go visit Travis right now.
Because of COVID, Davante Adams was asked if just going to work then straight home makes him feel like a hermit.
To be real with you, I have no problem with being a hermit, man. Being in Green Bay, I mean, it's a beautiful city, but there's not a whole lot out there that's going to drive me outside to put my family at risk at this point. So, hermit it is.
And Brett Favre told Fanside he thinks Green Bay made a mistake, trading up to take a quarterback in the first round.
Obviously, the Packers didn't call me and ask for my opinion, but I was a little bit bewildered at the pick. Nothing against Jordan Love.
I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Now the Packers make an announcement. Their first practice is actually going to be next, what is it, Saturday, Evan?
Yeah, Twitter's saying the 15th Saturday.
15th now? So the Packers are going to do a lot of walkthrough and a lot of study and Zoom stuff. And so they're going to be doing their first full practice next Saturday on the 15th. And the Brewers made a move today as well, needing to get the roster down to 28. Infielder Ryan Healy and right-handed pitcher J.P. Feierreisen have been optioned to the alternate training site, bringing that active roster down to 28. So the Brewers making a couple of moves today as well. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Now, today is also a significant day because today is the day that you can opt out. Today's the last day you can opt out of the season if you are an NFL player. Now, what that means is that it doesn't mean you can't opt out later, but it means that your setup for monies, for specific monies, will be today's the last day to get it, basically. And then after today, then you're kind of on your own. If you decide to opt out after the fact, well, then you can do so, but you are probably not going to get paid the same way as if you would if you opt out right now. So anyway, but that's – so basically who's in camp is going to be in camp. And the only way that would change if something else happens along the way. Hey, by the way, speaking of things that are going on, this is another tidbit, but – we do have racing in our area, in case you didn't know. Coming up on Saturday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Henry 180 race, is going to take place starting at 11 o'clock out at Road America. They've got the Lamborghini Super race going on. The Stadium Super Trucks are going to be racing the same time as well. So a lot going on out of Road America this weekend. Don't forget, if you're looking to get out and do some social distancing, they've got Trans Am testing going on today, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow, you've got the Lamborghinis are going to be out there. The Trans Am practice is going to be out there. The Stadium Super Trucks are going to be out there. So a lot going on there. Then you got the NASCAR race coming up on Saturday. So a lot happening in the world of racing out at Road America. And don't forget, you can socially distance yourself at Road America. There's plenty of places along the track where while you'll be near people, you're not going to be within a 6 to 10 foot radius of people. So you can spread out all over the place up at Road America. So enjoy yourself. Go out and watch some racing this week. Looks like the weather's actually going to be pretty good, too. You may get a shower enough to maybe wet the track, and then they'll dry it off. But it's not going to be an all-day race, and it's certainly not going to wash out the plans or the races. So with NASCAR and the Xfinity Series and the Trans Am Series and such coming to town, and the Lamborghini Series as well, it should be a great weekend of racing and fun and excitement and beautiful, beautiful weather taking place on a warm weekend in Wisconsin up at Elkhart Lakes Road America. So head up there as well. A lot of good stuff. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so, 855-830-8648. Couple of side notes here. This is from Jack. Jack says, do you think the Green Bay Packers are going to feel the ramifications of this pick later down the road? What happens if Jordan Love doesn't pan out? Not only do you not have a good quarterback, then you wasted a couple of years of Aaron Rodgers. Boy, I tell you what, you're talking about a lot of eggs in one basket. I completely agree with you. And we've talked about that. That if let's just say Jordan Love is not the guy that you think he is. Man, oh, man. So not only did you not grab a wide receiver, but then you put your future into the hands of a guy that may not be the next guy to lead you into the next era of quarterback play in Green Bay. So you would have made a mistake on a first-round choice there, and then you actually detrimentally set the wide receiving core back a little ways, because you would have had a guy this year that would have been able to come in, start to learn the system, and by next year begin to flourish, and you don't have that either. So, no, I agree. Look, you cross your fingers if you're a Packers fan that Jordan Love is everything that the Green Bay Packers and the scouting department saw in him and sees in him. And that he is the real deal. You just have to hope that. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. We're going to talk some more Packers football when we come back after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michael Show coming up after this.
Wisconsin Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.